and why doesn't anybody? Oh, it's probably because we don't record regularly anymore.
We have, except for last week.
Yeah, that's fair. Did you sort out what was wrong with Stitcher?
No, there's nothing to be wrong.
Okay.
But
it doesn't work.
That's not my fault.
I didn't say it was.
It's not the website. It's fucking Stitcher.
It's only our podcast that it does it to. Because I've had no problems listening to anything else, and then
I'm having trouble streaming it from the server. I don't know.
Ugh, this new server sucks, Colin.
Well, the other one, we were a Russian bot site, so.
That sounds better than what we are now, is unable to be listened to.
And the other problem people had not getting it is Google Play just sucks.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just delays releasing podcasts.
It's weird how all of the problems are everybody else, even though every other podcast
works
just
fine. It happens to other podcasts I listen to. Wait. The Dick Show didn't update until Thursday for me this week.
Oh, that's weird. Stop using Google Play. Everybody should just use iTunes because it's seamless. Welcome to Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yep.
Buddy, plastic men and dice, they're an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start buying plastic men and dice, you just can't stop. You can't fucking help yourself, can you? There's nothing to be done about it, Colin. You're now a plastic man's and dice addict with me. Uh-oh.
No cap.
I'm just going to push buttons here. All right, we're good.
So apparently cats, like, being complete assholes are just not exclusive to certain cats. It's just all cats.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I mean, I knew that.
Cats are dickheads.
But it's funny, because, like, you talk to people, and like, oh, yeah, and the cat let you pet it, like, 3 times, and then it bites you.
Yeah.
Like,
their body, their choice, Colin. No petting without consent.
Why are the point is what I'm asking.
And they know, and when it's time to revoke consent, the cat lets you know.
The cat can just back away.
No.
I know. It's extreme immediate violence is the solution for the cat.
Is that not reasonable?
No.
I think it's totally reasonable. Mm-hmm. You know what's good about a cat? You can make it fuck off. You just chuck it across the room and it'll be like, oh, okay.
I mean, you can make dogs fuck off.
Never found a way.
Yeah, you lock them in a kennel.
Yeah.
It's great.
Ugh, God damn it. I'm going to talk a whole bunch of shit about my friend. Went over to his house for the pay-per-view last Saturday, AEW. And why is it that dog owners think it's cute when they have fucking dogs? Because it's not, Colin. Dogs are cancer fucking creatures of
irritation. They're not. Dogs are great.
Irritation. They hop on you and they jump around like assholes. And
the owner didn't fucking stop it from doing
that? There's no stopping it from doing it.
Yes, there is.
There is no stopping.
You beat it harder.
No. He tried. It doesn't work.
Yeah, he's a shitty dog owner. That's the problem.
Dogs are shitty is the problem. I bet if I come over to your house, your stupid dog will want to be pet too.
And then sure he will.
Yeah. And then I'll tell him to go away, and he won't. And you'll just sit there going, "No, it's so cute that he wants to be pet."
See, I won't do that.
You're a fucking dog owner now.
I won't do that.
You're a fucking horrible person.
I won't do that. See, here's the thing. Here's the difference between me and a lot of fucking pet owners. Ugh. I don't think of the pet as my child. It's not a person. It's a fucking animal.
God, they should just be all...
Dogs are accessories, not fucking...
Dogs should be banned. Let vape pens continue to kill people, but ban dogs is my argument.
What pens?
Vape pens. Vape pens are murdering people left and right.
They're not, though.
Colin, like 6 people. 6 whole people.
You know what the fucked up thing about that is?
I'm not done ranting about dogs, but we'll get into that.
Okay.
So the fuckers jump all over you. Every time you go to your house, like, you got to stand there at the door, and the dog comes up, and like, well, now what the fuck am I supposed to do? I gotta sneak in at a crooked angle
into
your house.
Just walk in and push him away.
So you're stupid. Oh, yeah, but as soon as I open the door, he's running out. And then that's suddenly my fucking fault that they didn't fucking curb their goddamn dog before
answering
the door.
My dog doesn't run out on us.
Yet. You wait. Doesn't.
I'm telling you.
Whoever owned your dog before you was a good dog owner who beat their dog into submission then.
Well,
good
that's,
job,
that's
them.
That's fine, and I continue that.
I'm saying the only good dog is an abused dog.
I mean,
fuck dogs.
I agree.
I hate them all. Well, they're fucking awful. I hate them. If you own a dog and you're having company, kill it. That's the fucking just put a rope around its neck and chuck it off the
fucking
roof.
I feel like
roof.
We're going to get some emails from a few of our
I hope
listener.
So, because you're fucking wrong. Fuck your dog.
Your glasses are fogging up. You're so angry.
I fucking hate dogs this week, man. I'm so over.
Dogs are fine.
Fucking dogs.
Ugh. Yeah, no. You fucking lock them out in the goddamn yard or something when they're fucking bugging people. Yeah. Like, I don't do that whole, oh, yeah, it's cute. No.
You lock them
if
in
they
the
don't
yard.
Like the fucking dog, the dog stays away from them.
Or you lock them in an oven.
Also, we have a fucking, I bought this training collar.
Yeah.
And it does, has three settings where it beeps, it vibrates, and it shocks.
Oh.
I've not used the shock function because I don't need it.
It's the only setting you need.
The beep fucking usually, because he knows once it beeps,
yeah,
the shock or the vibrates coming. He fucking hates that.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat.
Like, he'll usually fuck off into his kennel when I fucking vibrate it.
Good.
He's like, nope, I'm not even going to fuck around with this.
Ah.
It's great.
Is there a fourth setting that just murders the fucking
no,
dog?
No, I'm not murdering my dog. Although, I have a thing I have to say. So, I saw some, I don't remember what it was. Was it a bumper sticker? I don't fucking know. And basically, it was like, my dog's more important than your kid, blah, blah, blah.
Ugh.
I fucking hate that attitude. Like, yeah. Look. I get it. There's shitty people in the world.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to save them if I knew there were shitty people, like, you know, the pedophiles and stuff.
Sure.
And rapists.
Right.
But, like, say there was a scenario where a kid was in mortal danger and the only way to fucking, you know, make sure that kid doesn't die is my dog has to die.
Yeah,
I'll sacrifice my fucking dog.
Like,
it's a goddamn person, not a fucking...
Like, let's say your dog has its teeth around the little girl's neck, right?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not the situation I was talking about.
But let's say that's the situation.
I would fucking rip that dog off and beat it to death.
There you go.
I don't understand.
People, the moral of the story is beat your dogs to death before it's too late.
Before it's... No. Dogs are... well-trained dogs are fine.
Fucking hate dogs.
It's fine.
God damn it.
And also, it's like... there's the whole dealing with puppy energy. Puppies are annoying. They fucking just are just fucking full of it.
Yeah. You know how they make veal? They just, like, shackle a cow to the ground.
Yes. So that's not how, making dog veal.
That's how dogs should be raised.
God damn
just
it.
Just chained to the ground so they can never fucking move. Ugh.
I feel the same way about cats.
That's fine. You notice the cat fucked right off.
Some, not all. Some cats never fucking leave you alone, like your fat fucking cat.
I'll murder
him. Used to fucking want to jump on my face.
Yeah, you gotta punch him in the nose.
Why? So then it can attack me?
Merlin wouldn't attack. He's too fucking lazy. That's why he was that fat.
Fuck.
This cat will fuck you up.
And he stunk. He smelled horrible.
Well... look.
He went and took these fucking Mondo Dukes and they fucking smelled like a dump truck.
I got way better fucking litter now.
Oh,
I figured all that
good.
Out.
That's good. Well, no, I think that cat was just broken.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's dead now.
He was eating fucking hamburgers and cheeseburgers and fries every night for his meals.
He was a big fat white Garfield.
Yeah, he was. It's like, I hate Mondays. So anyway, dogs aren't people. I fucking hate when people are like, dogs are people too.
I think that's why I can tolerate asshole cats better because, yeah, it'll get a claw in on you, but you can grab it and pick it up and throw it. Whereas fucking most dogs are too heavy and like picking them up and throwing them actually takes effort.
Yeah.
And they also think it's fun and run right back to you and ask you to throw them again.
That's true. But that's what's kind of awesome about dogs, because then you can actually kind of abuse them. They're like, this is great.
Yeah, but then
keep doing it.
They don't learn their lessons until I fucking take blood.
Well, look. It is what it is.
God damn it. Why do you think there's so many three-legged and one-eyed dogs in the world? It's the only way they fucking learn.
Wow. Also, people just need to be more... you know, tell dogs to fuck off.
Yeah.
That's one thing that gets, I'll go to customers' houses now and, oh my God, there's this one dude, he has these two fucking poodles.
Yeah.
Poodles get fucking big.
Yeah, poodles are.
Holy shit.
Poodles are monsters, man.
And he's one of his poodles likes to nip at your shirt.
Yeah.
Because it wants you to come play with it. I'm like,
you better curb this motherfucker.
Right. Like, I don't really like him biting at my fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe put him away before people get here if you know he does that.
Oh, and then they're like, oh, it's just cute. He just wants to play.
Yeah, I know. I don't like people like that. That's not how I function, Trevor.
Okay, Colin, I agree with you. We should kill the dogs and their owners.
Okay, that's fine. Or just kill the owners.
No, because
let the dogs run free.
The dogs are too late.
Let them run.
It's too
let
late to
roam.
Save them.
It's hey, like, put them out in nature. They'll be fine. Or not. Or right. Send them to some fucking broad's house who's really depressed and just wants to take care of all the dogs. Because, yeah, have you ever noticed that? Like, Dick Masterson had that thing where he's talking about the women who want to save all the dogs are all just completely fucked.
Yeah.
It's true.
Is it true?
Yes.
Yeah, I think people who
100%.
Want, I think people who want dogs are fucked. So, like,
the, well, there more was
dogs,
like,
the more dogs you want, the more fucked you are.
Well, there was like a... I don't know. It was like some kind of animal rescue in the Bahamas. And this lady posted pictures and like, this, we're sheltered up. There's like 97 dogs in my bedroom. I'm like, no.
That's too many dogs.
No. Sorry, dogs. Deuces. I mean, maybe I got a garage or a basement you can go into. Well, basements are bad in hurricanes, aren't they?
Yeah, it sounds like a self-resolving problem.
We ain't coming in my fucking bedroom. Fuck that.
How long till that many dogs in the same room with each other just eat each other?
Or her.
I don't care about her.
I mean, it's funny.
It's also funny. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then they have to eat each other because they're out of food.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking right. Dogs.
It's weird. It's weird.
How's your week, Colin?
It's fine.
Your 2 weeks.
I'm getting... anxious. I have to go to Denver next week this week.
Why?
A conference for work.
Get high?
No.
Going to Denver to get high?
No.
Everybody knows Colin smokes the doobs.
No, not so much. No, it's conference for work. It's the CEDIA conference, the custom electronic design designer installer something or another.
All right. That's fun.
I mean, I get to go take classes, learn how to do new shit. I'm going to take a certification test Saturday.
All right.
So I'm a little...
All shit you could do on the internet, but they're going to fly you out to Colorado to do it.
Yes, pretty
much. That's cool, I guess.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
It's I don't like places I've never been. Not a huge fan of that.
Yeah, I get that.
One of the first times I went to Kansas City, I mean, I went there like 20 years ago with Ronnie to a baseball game, but that didn't really count. Although that was kind of terrifying too, because his truck wouldn't start in a weird neighborhood.
Yeah.
And
lots of weird neighborhoods in Kansas
there
City.
There is. There really is. And then it's like, I don't know Kansas City quite like I know Omaha.
Yeah.
But I went there like 3 years ago and I was just a little nervous about that. It's like I don't know it.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar. I get fucking anxious. That's all there is to it. But now I've been back like 4 or 5 times since then. I'm fine with it. I'm like, fuck. I'd go do that. Sure. Whatever. No big deal. Yeah. And that's just one of those things. I'm like,
Well, here's what I'm going
to
tell you about.
Well, even like Phoenix, when we went to Phoenix, I was like, I'd go back there now. Like we drove around it enough where I'm like sort of familiar with it. So I'm like, I could do that. But yeah, that whole fucking...
Here's what I'll tell you about Denver. You're going to get tickets mailed to you because they have secret toll roads all over the fucking place.
Yeah, I'm not driving, so it doesn't work.
Okay, good.
It doesn't matter.
They literally, they're like, gotcha, that one was a toll road. Here's a ticket. It's just, they pop them up at random.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you. They just have a camera set up to take a picture of you, and then, surprise, you fucking didn't pay a toll road.
Idiot. Are the roads at least nice?
No.
Oh, that's stupid.
I mean, the whole place is a giant... I don't know if you heard, but marijuana's legal there, so the entire place is just a shithole ghetto.
Mm.
The whole city... I don't know, that's not... it's fine when I went there. It takes fucking forever to get anywhere there, though. Like, everything is an hour away from everything else. Your next door neighbor's house that's a fucking right next to you, somehow it takes an hour to drive there. I don't know fucking why. Maybe we were just staying in the fucking suburbs when we were there, but when I went up there a couple years ago with my brother and his friends for his bachelor party, dude, yeah, like, everything was an hour away.
That's exactly, that's Phoenix is the same way. It's, like, super sprawled.
Like, Jesus Christ, Omaha's, man. Omaha's
getting that way, too, though.
Yeah, but I don't need to go any further than work.
I get that, but if you fucking, it's just how this town is.
There's enough game stores.
I live on 30th Street, and like everything's out at least on 120th.
Well, yeah, your problem is you still live, just abandon east of 72nd.
Yeah, fuck.
Either that or just live in one of those fucking hipster neighborhoods. Blackstone or Benson.
I can't afford that shit.
What is the Midtown? Why is Midtown like as far east as Omaha gets and they call that Midtown?
I don't fucking know.
It's not the middle of shit.
I mean, it's the middle of old Omaha.
I mean,
like Omaha that goes to 680. It's still not the middle of it, but it's
72nd is the middle of that.
No, because 680 is 108th Street, so it'd be like 60th.
Yeah, still not the fucking 24th Street or where
Dundee would be. Dundee would be the middle.
I'll allow that. Not Midtown, which is on like 20th Street or I guess 30th Street.
It is 30th Street.
Stupid.
It is stupid. Omaha, you know what else is stupid about Omaha?
What?
Putting trolls statues underneath bridges to attract tourism. Did you see that? Did you see the troll statue?
I didn't.
It's terrible. Cool? No, it's fucking awful looking. It's all cartoony, like a troll doll almost.
Oh.
And they're like, they put it underneath the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge.
Yeah.
Because it's going to attract tourism.
No.
Like, because there's this fucking group of people who do planning for the city who have no fucking idea how to plan for a city.
Who think it's like 1916 when people would be interested in going to see a statue.
Right. You know, going to see something that they could easily see on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, boy, I want to go see a statue that has no... Like, I get people going to fucking Philadelphia or wherever it is to see the statue of Rocky.
Or the Liberty Bell or...
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things... I'm just talking about dumb modern things, not like actual history.
Okay.
Or...
I mean, that's kind of a dumb modern thing. Let's face it. That bell is shitty. It cracked.
Or like going to Detroit and seeing the fucking, the RoboCop statue.
Yeah. I mean...
Who the fuck is this troll?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Absolutely fucking nobody. Never seen anything like it in my life. It's the dumbest shit ever.
It's not like the troll is like, oh, fuck, man. It's Howie Mandel from that fucking Little Monsters movie. That's pretty cool. I guess I'll go see the bronze Howie Mandel.
Bronze.
But it's not that. It's not a giant My Pet Monster. That'd be pretty cool. I'd go see that.
Right. Right.
It's nobody from Nothingsville.
It's
not.
It's stupid.
Oh, I'm going to drive to Omaha to see a troll statue, and then what? I guess I can eat a Runza. That's it.
Crickets.
That's all I got.
Crickets.
The only cool thing here, they fucking ripped up and filled with dirt. So.
See, that's the thing. So, your favorite person on Facebook posted something. Posted a quote and said, "We don't coast, we bulldoze."
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, that's accurate.
Pretty much.
Fuck this town. It's stupid. Oh, we're gonna build a streetcar from downtown to Midtown Crossing.
You can't walk 6 blocks,
right?
You lazy assholes.
No, but that's Midtown from downtown.
Yeah.
Actually, well, no, you don't want to walk those blocks because it gets pretty shitty there.
I think that's a bigger problem. I don't think the fucking streetcar is going to fucking make it safer.
Yeah, well, it'll make it faster. It'll make that traverse a little bit quicker, so there's less chance of you getting raped by a homeless person.
No, it'll just be like that fucking scene.
Or one of the fucking vagabonds at the fucking bus station.
It'll just be that scene in Adventures in Babysitting where they got caught between the two rival gangs fighting over the subway car.
That's a good movie.
It is.
I like that movie.
It holds up. I watched it a few months ago.
Yeah. Good movie. I love the scene where they go into the blues hall.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, you can't remember
who was that. Is that Albert Collins, I think?
Oh, the blues guy?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Albert Collins.
I don't know music.
I kind of do. So one of the things I did this last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was like feeling nostalgic and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and install WoW and play WoW Classic. Just let me talk about this.
Okay. I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to go get a coffee while you're elucidating. Is that the right word?
What?
Elucidating?
I don't know.
Is that? I'm pretty right in. Tell me if that's the right word. I know I have at least one teacher who listens to this.
Hallucinating?
No.
Anyway. So I download WoW Classic and you have to resubscribe, which is dumb. And I don't understand how that is still a $15 a month subscription.
Seriously?
Yep. Still $15 a month to play a game that is fucking. What is this? 14 years old now? 2005 it came out?
I guess 2006. If people are fucking.
I will say though.
If people are willing to pay it, that's why the fuck wouldn't you charge for it?
I mean, I bet more people would. I bet they'd get more subscribers if they went a little cheaper.
Sure, but would they get enough more subscribers to make up
for the cheaper? Here's the thing, though. Like, now there's a fucking store tab in-game to go buy shit.
Even in Classic?
No.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. Classic is fucking Classic. Like, there's none of the new shit.
Yeah.
There's a couple of changes that they left in. Like, they left the auction house in, because they added one in Stormwind later on. That's still there.
There was always an auction house in Stormwind.
No, it was always an Ironforge.
Oh, that's right.
There was
right.
nothing. There was just a bank in Stormwind.
It was in Stormwind before Burning Crusade, though. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was.
I could be wrong.
I think you are.
But I remember
that. Unless that was maybe a last patch ad.
Which is what.
That could be.
Which is, because, I mean, Naxx is in there, right? So it's post.
I think so.
I think it's the last patch before they started the fucking portal event for Burning Crusade.
Yeah. And then before they did all the class changes.
Yeah.
So I get in there and I'm playing it and I'm like, yeah, all right. World of Warcraft. It's great. You install World of Warcraft Classic separately from World of Warcraft.
Naturally.
Which I will say, World of Warcraft, it looks good.
Yeah.
Like they've really fucking kept up on the graphics, like updating them and everything. And you can run it at fucking max with a fucking 1050 Ti. So yeah. That's pretty cool. So, I mean, it's not groundbreaking graphics, but it looks decent.
Sure.
It's passable. But anyway, when you install WoW Classic, you get the classic fucking WoW video settings. Like,
so it's all 4:3?
It's all fucking terrible looking, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You can change everything and go to the fucking super ultra modern look, which is way better.
Yeah.
But that game was only good because we had friends playing it.
Oh my god.
Like there's no other reason to fucking play. It's so boring. Fuck. Also, here's the thing. Wait. No. Stop it.
All right, go ahead.
Stop it.
Go ahead.
I'll give you your.
All right. You just go ahead and talk.
There's a reason the game has expansions and changed and improved.
Yeah.
Like whether or not honestly, if everybody, all my friends would have kept playing, I probably would have kept playing. But everybody quit. So I'm like, well, yeah. The fun of it was the fucking group. And I don't like meeting new people or talking to people that I don't know. So I'm not going to jump in there and be like, oh, I found a guild. Oh, hey, buddies. How's it going, friends?
I mean, that's the whole point of the game is to make new online friends.
No, because I don't like people.
Yeah.
I think they're all garbage.
Maybe an MMO ain't for you, Chief.
It ain't. I fucking learned this after playing that game for fucking nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
It
didn't take me quite as long as you, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was out before.
I had a lot of fun. I thought fucking Wrath was probably the most fun I had in that game. Yeah. Wrath of the Lich King was a great expansion. The fucking instances were great, especially because they changed everything. So, all the big 25-man raids, because they're no longer 40, because finding 40 fucking people is goddamn near impossible on most servers.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's awesome.
But you can do 40-man raids in fucking WoW Classic.
Hell yeah.
They gave you 10-man versions of all those fucking raids. And it was,
yeah.
So we got to kill fucking Arthas, which would have never happened if it was only 25-man.
Yep.
So I really appreciated that about Wrath. And Wrath did something with, I don't know, it just kept you engaged. because it, the whole daily thing, which I know is grindy and kind of dumb.
I mean,
but it gave you some shit to do.
Yeah.
Whereas,
dailies are why I quit. Because I don't want grindy shit to do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, I don't want to play clickers. I never liked Diablo. So the more Diablo that game became, the less I cared.
Yeah, fair. But, WoW Classic's bad.
Yeah.
It's just a bad game. And I'm sitting there, I got to like level 9 or 10. I'm just like, do I really want to... Do I really want to keep going? Because
it sounds like, Colin, what you're telling me is you suck just because you are bad at this amazing game.
No.
I'm reading your words right here, and it says you suck because you are bad at this amazing game.
Look, this is before I installed it. I was...
I'm pretty sure I told you.
Nope. No, that's not what I said. What I meant was,
yeah,
we were talking about Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. No, we were talking about, we were talking about Breath of the Wild.
I was making fun of Colin because he has the whole fucking World of Warcraft to redo, to go back and recapture his youth and do, and not make all the bad decisions he made last time by playing Alliance.
I fucking went the exact same route, even with the Paladin.
Go back and play Horde.
Which is one of the worst classes to level. It takes for fucking ever.
And he's like, I want to play Paladin. And he's like, I tried for nearly 10 years to play other classes, and they all sucked. And I said, Colin. It's true,
actually.
And I'm going to repeat it. That's because the game actually sucks. WoW sucks. It always sucked. WoW was a fucking glorified chat room, and we had a really good group of friends who were fun to talk to and talk shit with, and Kurt was awesome.
Did we fuck win or fuck lose?
And that was fun.
Fucking Kurt.
The game in the background was irrelevant.
Yeah.
It was a bad board. That's when I quit playing, it's because I realized all I was doing was sitting in Ironforge talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Because nothing in the game was fun to do.
I mean, a lot of it was just getting the right group of people. Again, if you're fucking running raids, is great.
Sometimes.
Especially, I mean, look, we did not have a good group when we ran fucking Karazhan.
No, I'm aware of that.
Like, it was bad. We were all vastly fucking undergeared for what we were doing and did not have leadership. And as soon as Sean, the only person with any raid experience, stepped in and started leading it, we started doing things.
Yeah.
It was great. And then you quit right then. You're like, fuck this. I don't want to actually achieve things. That's exactly what happened.
That's more or less what happened. But I'm not taking all the blame because I made you help me on that.
I mean, yes.
I'm like,
but a part of it was.
So we're supposed to raid and it was not fun. And I hated it.
It wasn't fun because we sucked and we had a group of people who were retarded.
And I messaged Colin. I'm like, Colin, tell him your computer's broken so we don't have to play. Because he hadn't logged on yet. I'm like, just tell him your computer won't turn on and then we'll go get fuck it. We'll go to Smoke Pit or whatever we ended up doing instead of fucking playing that last raid. And then I never played again.
It was a good night. And after that, Sean came in and like we fucking started making progress in there.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so...
Okay, here's my favorite thing that ever happened in the history of WoW. This is the best... This is WoW at its peak, okay? This is the best gameplay in WoW. We were arguing with Nick about his fucking spec, and he's like, no, I'm great, I'm perfect, blah, 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 and he was telling us how good his spec was. And then we went over, and we're like, show us your fucking talent tree. We went to his house... And
no, we didn't. You can check it online. You could go and look at his talents.
Well, whatever it was. And then we realized like he'd have like 2 points into one spell instead of like
it was
he could max out spells up to 5 points. He'd have like 1 point into some random shit. 1 point. It was fucking nonsense.
Yeah. He just had shit in every tree. It was all random.
Yeah.
No rhyme or reason to it. And I think we showed Sean or something. He's like, what the fuck is he? Like,
it was a cluster. So for anybody who doesn't play video games or these kinds of video games, the way it works is there are three what they call tech trees, and it starts off usually with one ability at the top, and then they're prerequisites, and then you get – so, like, let's say the top ability is plus 5% to hit. so you can miss less often.
Yeah.
And then that'll lead down to three abilities, and there'll be some active abilities like, oh, now this one you have a power hit that hits harder or a crit hit. That
it all branches off of.
And then there's three trees depending on your class. Like for a mage, it would be an ice tree, a fire tree, and whatever the third tree was. Yeah. And shit like that. And then so as you leveled up, you'd get points to spend to unlock these new abilities.
Zarkane was the other tree.
And at the very bottom of each tree, which you needed to spend, I think, 50 points to get that in that tree get to the end.
Something like that.
There was usually
that much. It was 40. 41 was the top talent.
There was usually a super ability at the very bottom that you'd want to build to because it was usually pretty good. Mm-hmm. And also you'd have all your shit specced in a certain way, so all your abilities would work off each other. Well, this dude went like a third of the way into all three trees.
Yeah.
And didn't even like pick, like he'd go down the left side of the tree and then not max out whatever that was and then go. And so even within each tree, he didn't fucking.
Right.
He didn't efficiently pick his abilities. It was just like he fucking threw Skittles on the map and clicked whatever they landed on.
Right. And it's funny about that too, because after you had left, we were running Kara, and there was a point where we kept wiping on this fucking boss, and one of the fucking I was a healer.
Yeah,
I healed. I kept Sean alive. Sean became our tank.
Okay.
And I kept him alive. That was my fucking job.
That's the healer's job.
And there was a fight we were in where basically there's the guy in there will take one person and chain them, and they couldn't do anything. Well, I got chained.
Yeah.
So the other healers had to switch their focus to Sean to keep him alive.
Yeah.
Because he's getting beat in the face by a boss.
Right.
And Nick was healing me.
The whole time.
Because our names both started with C.
Brilliant.
And we died. We wiped because the tank went down and the boss just face fucked everybody else in the raid.
Sure.
And we were running back. We're all on vent. And Nick was like, oh. I was targeting Colin, and Mark was just like, I don't think I would have admitted that.
No, I definitely wouldn't have.
And we kept having trouble. And like one day, somebody was looking at my talents. I'm a healer. And I did kind of a hybrid spec where I was in the Holy Tree.
Yeah.
But I also went Retribution. I was what they called a Shockadin.
Okay.
So there's a spell called Holy Shock, and, you know, it's... it was like a 21 talent point in the Holy Tree. And I went down to that because everything after that was like super fucking, just like cooldowns and shit. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't need a fucking, anyway, there was a spell that I didn't choose. And all the people like fucking Nick and Mark were like, oh, that's why we're not winning because he doesn't have this talent. I'm like, you mean the thing that gives me like a 5% extra holy to my heels is why we're not beating this. Like, our problem isn't Sean dying while I'm healing him. Our problem is you guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Like, we have, I think Mark was our off tank, and sometimes he was really good. Other times he was just fucking not there.
Yeah. Like, probably literally.
There's a good chance.
The thing about Mark is if he's invested in a thing, he'll be real fucking good at it. If he's even a little bit bored, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right. Well, there was one day where Sean gave him a talking to.
Yeah. And
basically lit a fire under his ass. And for like 3 fucking weeks after that, dude was like fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then he started fading again. We're like, dude. And that's when we finally were just like, he's got to fucking change here.
Yeah.
So we start finding new people to replace him.
Yep.
But yeah, a fucking... They're trying to blame me for it. And I'm like, I don't think Nick should really talk about anybody with your random goddamn talent choices.
No shit.
You fucking moron. Jesus Christ. Just the worst.
That was the only time that game was ever fun, making fun of Nick.
No, that game was fun for me for PvP in vanilla.
That game was fun for me for PvP and vanilla before Battlegrounds, which I think was before you ever even played.
Battlegrounds just came out when I started.
Yeah.
That was like the patch I started on was Battlegrounds.
Battlegrounds ruined PvP for me.
They didn't,
like, I still played a lot of it because it was still fun. It just wasn't
Valley Turtles were kind of fucking awesome.
I don't know why. They were really bad.
because they fucking were so goddamn poorly balanced. The Horde always won, but the Alliance could always sit at the base for 8 hours and fucking hold them off.
Yeah, literally.
Before people just were like, eh, fuck, this is dumb. That was a really bad, badly designed fucking...
So in World of Warcraft, there were two factions, the Horde and the Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And you could fight each other. Like, you didn't just fight the game monsters. You could also fight with the enemy player characters.
Yes.
And it got kind of rampant in the overworld. So to, like, make it more organized, they put these things called battlegrounds in, which were just basically, like, versus maps. Like, multiplayer
like, there was a capture maps. The flag. There was a fucking domination. And then there was Alterac Valley, which is, I don't know what you'd consider that one.
Alterac Valley kind of combined dungeons and PvP.
Yeah.
So the goal was, like, you had your side, they had their side, and you each had a king, and then halfway down the map, like, a lieutenant.
Yes.
And you had to push across the map and kill their NPCs before they pushed across the map and killed yours. So you'd be fighting them and their NPCs. Well, when it first came out, there were also, like, I don't know, a million really fucking difficult elite mobs just roaming the map and guarding all the towers and shit.
Yeah.
So the matches would literally take 8 hours, 10 hours sometimes. I was in a game of AV trying to get attuned, because if you fought enough against a certain type of enemy, you'd become like exalted. You'd gain favor with the enemy faction of who you were fighting. And you could usually get items from that. And there was a big hammer I wanted that you could get out of Alterac Valley.
Yeah, the Unstoppable Force.
And so I was real fucking close to getting the hammer. So I just would not leave this game. And I literally played an AV game. I got off work at like 11:30 or whatever. And I was in that game till 8 o'clock the next morning. The same fucking AV fight.
Oh, yeah. I was in one where Sean joined it at one point because I was like, you got to get in here.
Yeah.
I had 700 honor kills in that one fucking AV. Yeah. I left. I was in there for like almost 8 hours. I left. Like, Sean came in like 2 hours after I started because I fucking was like, dude, you got to jump in here. This is awesome. I'm just getting fucking honor kill after honor kill. I left. Apparently, that game went on for like another fucking 12 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah.
Then they finally fucking changed it where like you had resources, and once they were depleted, it's my phone. It fell.
Oh.
Once they were depleted, it was kind of inevitable that you were going to lose.
Yeah.
But yeah, before that, it was fucking so dumb. So broken and unbalanced and just shitty. But it was fun as fuck.
I don't know why.
It's just because it was.
Yeah.
It was stupid, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I had a lot more fun in fucking Warsong and Arathi Basin, though. I think they were better. They're more balanced.
Yeah. Well, they were balanced at all.
Right. But... So the other day I was sitting there talking to a guy I know, and I was like, yeah, I installed WoW Classic. I was like, that wasn't good. He's like, yo, it's great. He's like, yeah, see, what you need to do is you need to start a Horde character on this server and join my guild. And I'm like,
you need to be Horde, buddy. That's what I was telling you from the beginning.
They don't have paladins, and I don't want to play anything but a paladin.
Paladins suck.
They don't.
Sorry to break it to you. Here's an important question about WoW Classic. Is it pre or post them breaking that, what the fuck was that called? Your thing that you
could... Reckoning Bomb?
Yes. Is it...
Well, it's fucking post that.
Oh, then yeah, why are you even bothering?
Well, I mean, come on. You could one-shot fucking Doomlord Kazakh with it.
That's awesome. What people want out of Classic WoW. So
that lasted 4 fucking hours, Trevor. They released a patch where there was a fucking talent... called Reckoning. Every time a paladin got critical hit in melee by somebody, they would gain a charge. And that charge, next time they auto-attacked, would give them an extra attack. Well, they didn't think to put a cap on how many charges you could save up. So if you just weren't attacking, it would just stack charges.
Yeah.
And this fucking guy and a rogue were like, hey, let's duel a bunch. And, they went through like, it was like 10 or 12 worn daggers. Just fucking rogue just behind him, critting him. All right, new match, critting him. And while the guy wasn't attacking, and then he walked up to Doomlord Kazakh and one shot him.
That's brilliant.
That's a world boss. It took 40 people to kill.
Yeah.
And usually not very successful either, because he was a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And this dude walked up, bubbled, ran up to him, and fucking just swung at him. And you saw the fucking video. The fucking boss's health, like, the game couldn't respond to what just happened. So, like, his health drops by half and then down to a quarter, and then he dies and falls over. And Blizzard caught wind of that and hot fixed it within the fucking within that day.
What a bummer.
Yeah.
What a cool.
It's fucking awesome, though.
I mean, here's the problem. Here's why I wouldn't have fixed it.
That guy can claim that he's the only person to solo kill a fucking world boss.
Here's why I don't think it was that big of a problem. The scenario where you have stacked that up.
I know. I think they dueled for like a good hour.
At least.
So it's like you could have just fucking gotten a group of people and gone and done it.
Right.
Well, maybe not. But yeah, that's shit like that was funny. I mean, fun. But they capped it to four after that, which was still awesome because I was a rogue murderer.
Yeah.
And so I did PvP a lot. Chuck did PvP a lot. Chuck got real serious about it for a while and got up to like rank 12, 11 or 12. I got up to rank 9, and that Alterac Valley week where I got the 700 honor kills, I should have ranked up and I ranked down because there was so much honor in the pool.
Oh yeah.
Because it was one of those systems where it
was dependent, a bell curve.
Yeah. So I got fucked and I just stopped trying after that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, anyway, I just always just fucking murk rogues just because of the spec I had.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. I'm just really good against rogues and sometimes warriors and most melee classes anyway. And I was telling Chuck one time, I was like, oh man, yeah, I kill rogues all the time. No, you don't. I'm like, yeah, I do. Because he couldn't beat rogues on his druid.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't believe that So he went and got a buddy of his, this guy named Night Elf Rogue named Whale Chunks, who is a Grand Marshal. It's the top rank you can get. He's like, you need to duel this guy. So I dueled him and fucking beat the shit out of him. Chuck's like, yeah, it was a fluke.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Beat him again. Yeah. It just looks like it's fucking broken. Paladins are broken.
Man, if there's one thing Chuck hates, it's to be even a little bit wrong about anything.
Right.
Fuck, that just sends him into a fucking anger spiral.
Yes, it did. Trust me. I know.
Yeah.
So that was...
He doesn't even have to be wrong about something. If you just question his rightness.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Like, he was like that.
Like, just... Like you're accusing him of fucking lying or something.
Yeah.
And he'd just fucking get livid.
Oh, he used to get mad when smartphones came out and I'd like check the internet. Oh, you got to check Google now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't fucking believe what you're saying.
Right. Oh, he'd get like, hot.
I don't think you're lying. I just think you're not correct.
Right.
Because you have a tendency to fucking make shit up.
Well, there's that.
And, so anyway, I was really good against rogues, except for two.
Yeah.
There was a guy that we used to play against named Homicide.
Yeah.
He is an undead warrior. Dude was level 49. Chuck was like in his upper 50s. No, Chuck might've been 60 at the time. Gave Chuck a run for his money.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Sure.
Like there's no reason that a level 49 should be able to do that to a level 60.
Yeah.
Dude was fucking ridiculous.
I remember him.
And so anyway, he was real good, and him and I would go at it. We became buddies because I was out doing questing or something, and I got attacked by him, but not killed. And he was with this undead priest or this troll priest named Zier, and they mind controlled me and started talking to me, because if you use the fucking engineering mind control helmet,
you can talk to the other
faction. Yes. And he was like, join this vent. I'm like, oh, all right. So I joined it and started talking to him.
That's cool.
And we just started fucking always getting on vent together, hanging out. Like we were in Alterac Valley one time fishing together.
Yeah.
We're just sitting there fishing and this fucking hunter came up and he's like, I'm gonna attack that warrior. I'm like, I wouldn't do it. And he went up and attacked him and got the shit beat out of him. It's like, told you I wouldn't do it. He's like, would you fucking help me? I'm like, because he wasn't doing anything to you.
Yeah.
He's just minding his business fishing.
That's funny.
But he fucking... Oh, my God. So that dude, he was really good on his warrior. He played it for a while. And then he ran into a rogue.
Yeah.
That apparently would beat the shit out of him. So he deleted his warrior and rolled a rogue of the same name.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
He was really fucking good on his rogue. I couldn't beat him on his rogue. And I could beat fucking rogues all day long.
Sure.
Dude was just fucking good. And then he ran into this paladin named Grade on the server. Grade was, he was like one of the first Grand Marshals. Dude was fucking legit. He's a dwarf paladin.
Grand Marshals was the top ranked
PvP
player, just so people know.
And he couldn't beat Grade. So he deleted his rogue and re-rolled a fucking Blood Elf paladin.
Brilliant.
And he was awesome at that, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I fucking hate you so much. But yeah, so that was fun. And then he fucking deleted that and re-rolled Alliance for some reason, just because.
Yeah.
It seemed so weird to me. Like, why would you spend this much time and then just fucking dump your characters?
Yeah.
God, that's so weird to me.
Because he did everything he could do with them.
I guess.
And then when he found something he couldn't do, he's like, well, I guess I have to go do everything I can with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
So yeah, I miss that kind of shit. That sure, was,
yeah.
And I know I would never fucking repeat that in WoW Classic. There's no fucking way.
No.
Because unless I fucking knew those people's like still was in contact with any of them, but I'm not, so.
Yeah, sometimes I miss. We used to play SOCOM a lot.
Oh, my God.
And there was this guy named Captain Zero.
Captain Zero was great.
I sometimes
fucking hated doing the, anytime we did pistols only.
Oh,
dude was so good.
I sometimes wish, man, I wish I knew like his Steam ID or something.
Yeah. Captain Zero. Fuck, he was good.
He was fucking good.
That was a fun game.
SOCOM?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
But again, another thing that kind of, I mean, it made it better with friends.
Yeah.
All online games are like that, though.
Sure.
Like, I've never understood people that could just play them by themselves.
Because Counter-Strike is a perfect game.
I guess.
I'm sorry, I just, fucking, I can sit down and play some Counter-Strike at any point in time because the game is so goddamn good.
That's fair.
I mean, yeah, you'll get in with a lot of trash people sometimes, and that'll bring it down, but...
Eh, fair enough.
SOCOM. So that's what you did this week, huh?
Yep. I reminisced about fucking why WoW was fun.
Fucking... and we played, speaking of RPGs...
Dungeons and Dragons, but it is, but it is
literally.
I mean, but it is
Pathfinder.
But it's D&D.
What did you think of playing? What did you think of your first session of Pathfinder, Colin? Fun. You enjoy it?
Yeah. And Grace thought I was bored, but that's just my resting bored face. Yeah. I'm not actually bored.
Yeah.
I thought she did a really good job.
She's great, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She really gets into it. And I was just kind of, at first I'm like, oh man, I could not do that.
She takes it like the amount of fucking backstory and bullshit she comes up with. And sometimes, so we were playing a campaign with her, I don't know, probably last year sometime. And she made this whole fucking elaborate like event sequence of like a rooftop chase.
Yeah.
And then I think it was April who ended up doing it. And like, she just kept rolling like fucking really, really high and essentially just fucking did a flip over the entire roof and caught the chick like with zero fucking effort, and like so all this planning she had did just right out the fucking window. But yeah,
brilliant.
So that happens sometimes.
Yeah,
like she'll plan out all this shit, but yeah, she really get like the amount of story and backstory and bullshit she comes up with for every little thing.
She seems to be a little fair
also that yeah,
like there's certain things where it's like, I think it's okay for the DM to fudge the rules to, you know, allow that to fucking, you know, not be able to just fucking one shot a whole, you know, scenario.
There are different kinds of people. Like some people just like, oh, I think it's funny if I just murder you all. I'm like, okay.
That's not fun.
But she's like, I think she's more into like, this is the, I want to tell this story.
Yeah.
Or I want us to tell this story together, I guess.
Right.
Because a lot of times it doesn't end up. A lot of times she'll start a story and then it'll go in a really fucking weird direction. And that's fun. Like, if we had continued our last campaign, because, like, the last time we started playing was out of a book, so it was, like, kind of rigid, the story. And that's why she's like, I don't want to do that. I want to do something more freeform that I can control and adapt to better. But like, my plan was to become the new, like, so it started off with us hunting basically the Lord of the underworld, like not like the devil, but like the, like a kingpin of crime for the area. And we murdered him on the first thing, which was planned. But like my goal after that was to replace him. So I was like slowly building up to become the new fucking crime kingpin. Like we rolled into this like fucking, this Mos Eisley den of fucking shit. And ended up like taking out this guy called the Spider there, who was like the local like lieutenant kingpin. And we took over all of his operations and his drug trade. But yeah, shit like that is what I enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. That'd be fun when you get your basement done. We can do it here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
in
it.
In a place where I'm comfortable to be at.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get comfortable over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's mom is there and...
Nobody's mom was there.
I mean, it seemed like it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But that's their house. It seems like it's their mom's house. I think it technically is, but their mom doesn't live there.
Oh, okay.
It's just like it's that dude and his roommate and I think his sister.
Gotcha.
I think. I've never really sorted out who all actually lives in that house. It's kind of like a frat house.
Okay.
I've not really put the pieces together, but yeah, it's totally decorated and furnished. Like, well, this is like your parents' house, but it, like, no, their parents don't live there.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
It is weird.
It's a really nice house.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. It's gargantuan and nice and has clean carpet. And I'm like, what is this?
I know. You guys are too young for this.
Yeah. Who has clean carpet?
What
the fuck is this?
This is a house you should like, you should have to be married and have kids to own.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's weird. Real weird.
Fuck. You know we're almost 40, right?
I know. We are almost 40. I don't feel like it, though.
No.
So, uh-oh.
You got stories?
I got one I want to talk about. I keep seeing fucking pop up.
Oh, we never did get back to the vape pen thing, but I don't really care.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say about that. So, there's... big thing going on where they want to ban vape pens and they're trying to ban all the flavored e-liquids because all these people are dying from vape pens.
Yeah.
There's a thing that's being left out of most of these stories. All the deaths and illnesses are tied to THC.
Oh,
vapes.
Really?
Yep. There's basically something that is getting put into them that your body apparently doesn't like.
Interesting.
Making people sick, and they're highly unregulated.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Huh.
Don't know, but they're just fucking doing a...
just a blanket ban.
Yep.
Instead of actually solving the problem.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. Well, fucking Big Tobacco. They don't want that competition, even though they own Juul and...
yeah.
I don't know, some of the other vape companies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not good enough, though.
It's not making enough money.
Because cigarettes are a lot cheaper to produce.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
All right.
You can't ban cigarettes. I don't think you should really ban anything.
No. I think we should unban a lot of stuff.
I do too.
Like heroin. I'd love to try some heroin.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't want to try anything that's like really addictive.
I want to try opium. I bet that's fun.
Only thing I would want to try would be fucking DMT.
What is that one?
It's the one that fucking Joe Rogan always talks about. Apparently lasts like 15 minutes.
Oh.
So yeah, it's one of those things where like you get in and get out of it real fucking quick because your body, it occurs in your body. But like when you give yourself a big jolt of it, your body knows how to metabolize it.
Got it.
Quickly.
All right.
But apparently it's pretty fucking cool.
All right.
That's about the only one I'd want to try. Other than I don't like being intoxicated, really.
That's fair. What about some meth?
No, definitely not meth.
Imagine all the shit you could get done if you were on meth.
I know. I mean, just take Adderall then.
Oh, fuck, that's a good idea.
What do you think President Trump does?
I'm going to get some
meth. He's an Adderall junkie.
I'm going to get some meth and have my basement done next weekend.
He's an Adderall junkie. Speaking of President Trump, did you see the controversy?
No, not what?
He posted. There's a thing of him in the Oval Office, and he's talking to people, and he has this map with the projected course of Hurricane Dorian.
Oh.
And it shows it pointing towards, like, it's going to go towards Alabama.
Yeah.
And it was apparently an early prediction model, and it had changed, and it wasn't supposed to. This is a big deal, apparently.
Yeah.
Because he lied.
Sounds like a big deal.
Do you think he fucking sat there and made that graphic, or do you think he just got it from one of his staffers?
It sounds like he personally, with crayons, drew a picture of it.
Like, I don't fucking understand why it said, they're like, it's illegal to lie about it. It's impeachable offense.
It's because everything is
you
now.
People are fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
You just noticed that.
No, I didn't, but it just, like, it really fucking, like, it was very apparent over that story. I'm like, why is this something anybody's talking about?
Yeah.
And then the NOAA came out and was like, there's no reason to fucking,
yeah,
somebody, I don't know, fucking, there's certain groups were excoriating them. The NOAA is like, yeah.
Well, then they also say there's no chance it'll hit Alabama or whatever. And then, like, they're like, well, actually, it almost certainly will hit Alabama.
Well, no, it was like a 5 to 20% chance.
Yeah.
And that was the original, was,
yeah,
upwards of 20. And then when Trump did his thing, it was like down to 5%.
Yeah.
And then it ended up turning north.
Yeah.
But they were like, it's not that big. It's not the, and then people were like, well, somebody high up said that they were threatened. They couldn't say anything bad about the president. Somebody anonymous. I'm like, oh, one of these,
yeah,
that you hear so much about and always turn out to not be the fucking case. Kind of like those,
you know what I heard?
Kind of like all those hate crimes that happen all the time to people.
Like Juicy Smoothie.
Yeah.
Have you watched that
yet? Yes.
God damn.
We should talk about that.
Go watch Chappelle's new fucking stand-up.
Yep.
Because it's fucking hilarious.
Yep. And he's brilliant.
And he's kind of a genius.
Kind of?
He's kind of a genius.
I mean, he just is.
Yeah.
There's no other way. He's the greatest stand-up comedian of our fucking generation. 100%.
Yeah, probably.
There's fucking nobody better.
All right. I'm not gonna try to argue with you.
I'm just saying, there's nobody as long fucking lived.
Yeah.
Even though he took a fucking 14-year break almost.
Yeah.
And he came back just as fucking funny. Good.
Yeah.
And actually more intelligent.
Yeah.
Seeming. I mean, he's basically the George Carlin of our era.
Of our generation. Yeah, I can see that. I'll allow it.
But even funnier, I think, because George was a little too...
I like George Carlin, but also I don't like... His routines are incredibly scripted.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he just memorizes, like, he's funny and his right. bits are great. But, like, I prefer, like, comedians that sound more off, even though they're not.
Yeah, right.
That sound a little more off the cuff.
That's fine.
But George Carlin's thing was like, this is the, and it had to be because his fucking wordplay was so, like, important.
Right.
Like, what he was saying was all so fucking finely crafted that he couldn't say it. Like, he couldn't just improvise it another way.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. Sometimes you could tell because, like, he'd get interrupted by applause and then restart the sentence. And, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something about his delivery just kind of always was off-putting to me.
Yeah, that's fine. I can see that.
Yeah.
Did you watch that thing through the credits?
I don't know.
You should do that because a thing pops up and another video plays, like auto starts.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking, it's kind of a making of that, but it's not, but it's just like, it's clips of him doing a Q&A session with a group of people talking about fucking working on his material for that.
All right.
It is fucking hysterical.
All right.
Fantastic.
I will definitely go back and watch that.
Like, that should not be something that's buried in the end credits.
You know what's fucked? Like, nothing he says is even, like, it's super tame.
I know. Not to fucking current culture, dude.
It's weird.
They're fucking gigantic vaginas.
Like, he doesn't insult anybody.
No.
Yeah. Like, even his fucking, his horrible transphobic bigoted, like, I don't even remember him saying anything bigoted about trans people.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
He didn't.
He's
not bigoted.
Just made a joke.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks about the trans thing in that second. So you got to watch it.
All right.
So and when you watch it, just remember, go through the credits, let that play through, and let the video at the end auto start. And it's like half an hour. It's fucking fantastic.
Also, like, just the opening line about Anthony Bourdain, like, killing himself.
Right.
And then, like,
His buddy working at Foot Locker.
And he's like, never even occurred to him.
And I even suggested it to him.
Like, yeah.
Maybe you should give that a try. It's true.
I don't know.
It's just different kind of mindset there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fucking get it. The whole cancel culture.
It's rough.
So dumb. It's so fucking dumb. Just don't fucking watch it.
Yeah.
Goddamn, don't fucking, just don't consume it. That's all there is to it. Kavarius posted a picture, a video of people waiting in line at a Chick-fil-A, and all these people are protesting it, laying on the ground and calling them, calling these black people in line at Chick-fil-A racists.
Sure.
What?
That makes sense.
What?
Look, Colin, if anybody knows what's good for black people,
it's
middle class white people, right?
Jesus fuck.
Just jump off a fucking bridge. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens with suicide prevention lines.